Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you in the huddle, Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike.
All right, brother. How you doing?
Longshoreman, what you doing? Who that? Good to see you at the game, Bob. That was a big win, right?
How about that?
Man, I was a good luck charm, Bobby. Me and my daughter. My daughter was a good luck charm.
Yep. That was exciting.
It was good to see you, Bobby, at the booth there. I appreciate you coming out and talking to us, as always. And I missed Mike. I didn't see Mike. I don't know.
Hey, he's up jet setting in the suite.
Oh, he's got a rave, huh? All right.
Something like that.
Bobby and Mike, I do want to touch on what you talked a lot about at the end of that segment. And before I get to that, I want to talk about the draft. And y'all kind of stole my thunder, but I want to get to it. But I want to talk about what Shuck did in that last drive. And I thought it was amazing. And me and Charlie were talking off the air. And I said, man, I think he stole that play right out of Steph Curry's back pocket, where you kind of draw that contact. It's like almost like he knew he was going to take a shot, and I'm just going to gamble here. And he took the shot. We got another 15 yards, and the rest is history for right now.
Yeah, it's almost like you baiting the player because, you know, they want to cream the quarterback. So
he's a green rookie too.
Yeah, and it happens so fast.
They don't know better.
And so no, then you got a very makeable field goal.
Yeah, and I understand the Carolina fans, a lot of them, I'm sure some players are kind of ticked off that, oh, you know what, that is, you know, that they thought that flag could have been held. But you know the drill nowadays. If you're giving yourself up and the quarterback slides and you hit him, that's another 15 tacked on, buddy. That's all there is to it.
No, you have to go tag him. You got to just, like, tag him with your hand.
Yeah,
you can't hit him.
Yeah. But, hey, Bobby, Mike, y'all I tell you, man, I've been thinking about this draft, and y'all, I think sounds like we might be on the same page. Agree or disagree? If I'm picking somebody if we're in the top 10, I'm going after the best running back on the board. And if it's not the best running back, the most badass receiver out there, if we can get somebody, a tight end like a George Kittle type, if there's somebody like that. So just give me your opinion on that.
Yeah, I'm all for the best player. That can help you quicker on offense.
That's starting off for sure.
Yeah,
that
if it's a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end. But when you look at it, and if this team would pick 8 through 10, which is a good possibility,
yeah,
they will.
Because right now we're at 7.
Yeah, Jeremiah Love might be there, the running back, and he's an all-purpose guy. He runs with power. He runs with speed. Man, I ain't picking another offensive lineman. Now, if there was a pass rusher there, I would seriously consider that because you don't have all the pieces for a 3-4 defense, and you would like to have another guy opposite Chase Young. Look at the difference he made in that final drive of Carolina offensively. He makes the sack on Bryce Young. Then on the third down, Bryce takes off running, and Chase Young reaches out and basically trips him up to make the tackle.
So we got the ball back.
And you were able to get it back, and then Chuck did his thing. My two things at this time, I think I can get me a receiver and a tight end a little later, But that's only one running back that's going to be a top 10 or 12 pick, and that's Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame. If it's not him, I'm going to go with a pass rusher.
Well, and we were all into it because we argued, not argued, but like said, why don't we go after the Arizona receiver, a big receiver, Ted McMillan.
He got picked one pick ahead.
But Mike, look, he only had against us yesterday two catches, 25 yards. He had that long gain of 21. So you have to look at, okay, what do we need? And unless it's just like, you know, to me, who would be a receiver, but I think he's still too young to come out, but would be Ohio State. What's his name? Smith?
Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Bob, he's either going to be the first or the second pick in the draft.
That's what I'm saying. That would be one where, that'd be a receiver that, I think he's going to dominate at the NFL level. I think he's going to continuously get better, but I didn't view Ted McMillan that way. I mean, I'm not saying he's a legit starter. He has the most receiving yards. To show you how he's lived up, but the Saints stopped him, do you know he has the most receiving yards out of all rookies coming into the game? Ted McMillan was first amongst rookies with 826 receiving yards this season, and he had 25 against us. So he didn't do jack against us.
No.
And we were playing a lot of young cornerbacks. But you know who they were picking on? Quincy Riley. Well, that one drive that they were like, hey, who is he guarding? I remember doing that against the Saints. I told you that story. I said it yesterday. Going against, Alex Molden. I think we picked him like 13 in the first round.
Right before Eddie George. Got picked right after.
When whoever he was guarding, I knew it was man-to-man coverage. No, I knew it was a completion. It just happened.
One guy to watch, and I think he's a guy that's a potential top 12 pick, and that would be the other guy opposite Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, he's a big man receiver, and I think that's what the league is going toward, more toward the bigger sets of receivers, and he would be somebody a little eye on.
The receiver, that Coker guy, he went for Holy Cross. Holy Cross. Might as well go to Ivy League. Yo, listen, all you New Orleans people, y'all know who went to Holy Cross? He went to Jesuit High School.
Gil Finnerty.
One of the baddest white boy running backs. Somebody passed him running back? Gil Finnerty was unbelievable. Where is Gil? Someone who that nation, look up, where's Gil Finnerty today? He was kind of an intellectual football player. He always knew his plays. I knew that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.